Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's a big day for Bruins fans. The Bees open their best-of-seven playoff series with the Washington Capitals at the Garden tonight. As WBUR's Doug Tribou reports, the defending Stanley Cup champions are trying to remember and forget last year's title run.
It's hard to repeat as Stanley Cup champions. The Detroit Red Wings won in 1997 and again in 1998. No one has done it since. But after winning it all, the Bruins avoided a post-Cup swoon, returning to the playoffs as the Eastern Conference's second seed. That's one spot higher than last year. After practice in Wilmington Tuesday, goalie Tim Thomas said at playoff time, it's dangerous to think too far ahead.
Over the past couple weeks, at times I started to put pressure on myself, like, you got to win it again, you got to win it again, you know. That isn't how we won it last year. The way we won it was just by coming out and playing the best we can. We started out the first series down 2-0. It ain't like everything clicked right away.
This time around, the Bruins faced the seventh-seeded Washington Capitals. Bruins head coach Claude Julien says postseason experience is important, but he's not following a recipe.
This year is a different year. I don't think duplicating what happened last year is going to make us a better team or give us a better chance of winning. We just got to live in the moment here and recreate it in our own way.
While most of the championship roster is still intact, on Wednesday, the Bruins ruled out any chance of Nathan Horton returning for the playoffs. The forward suffered a concussion in January and has been out since. But depth remains one of the team's strengths. This year, the Bruins were second in the NHL in goals scored without having a player in the top 30 in the category. Julien says he also values his squad's determination.
To me, how hard you compete and how hard you work is what's going to give you an opportunity to win. We've seen so many teams with tons of talent, but the compete level wasn't there. And anytime you have a compete level that is second to none, and you believe and you have a good work ethic, you at least give yourself a chance.
The Capitals took three of their four games against Boston this season, but Washington had a disappointing campaign. The Caps squeaked into the seventh Eastern Conference playoff spot when Ottawa went cold down the stretch. One reason for the Capitals' struggles is the play of Alex Ovechkin. Washington's leading scorer has tallied more than 100 points four times, but dropped to a career low of 65 this year. Bruins winger Milan Lucic says Washington may have underperformed, but he and his teammates learned an important lesson during the playoffs last year. Ignore regular season results.
You know, one thing that we did was we never took anyone or any opponent for granted. You know, just because we're second in their seventh doesn't mean a thing right now. So, you know, everyone starts off at 0-0.
It takes 16 victories to win the Stanley Cup. The Bruins are hoping to notch number one tonight at the Garden. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Doug Tribou.
Doug Tribou is a reporter and producer for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on 90.9 WBUR.